Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lottigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. And now, play ball. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher takes first base on ball four. Owen moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Owen moves to third. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive towards center. Johnson chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Berger moves to third. Owen moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berger scores. Owen moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nelson, and towards Ambler, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger misplays the ball. That's an error on Berger. Siebert scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lottigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Nelson scores. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Werber steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-3 in the game. Ambler hits a line drive into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Owen reaches third base with a triple. Hayes scores. Rosenthal goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Athletics. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Steinbacher strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.